Buxley is for off-road use only. Buxley here to answer your World of Warcraft questions in this edition of Ask Buxley. This question is about traditions. Dear Buxley, how did Hollow's End start? For a long time, a pyromaniac named Herbert Hollow set fires in small towns outside of all the major cities every year. It was a big problem. The inn in Brill had to be rebuilt about 37 times over the years. The people from all the different towns where he was doing this were so mad they decided to put an end to it, and during one of Hollow's fiery rampages, they killed him. They cut off his head and buried him in a Scarlet Monastery, and just to be sure, they buried his horse too. I mean, they really didn't like this guy. To celebrate the end of the fires, the innkeepers started a new holiday, which they call Hollow's End. In the beginning, it was really great. They would give out treats that were very elaborate, just to show their gratitude. And I'm talking about can of hogs and bags full of gold here. Over time, people tended to forget why they were celebrating, but still celebrated every year. The innkeepers continued to give out things, but their heart really wasn't in it, and their treats started getting worse and worse. I mean, some of the innkeepers even gave out toothpicks. I mean, yeah, great gift there if you're a dentist. Many years after killing Herbert Hollow, a shadow calling himself the Headless Horseman appeared and started setting fires in town again. He was mad, and so was his horse. The innkeepers knew who this was and got the word out that if adventurers would help them get rid of the Headless Horseman, they'd start handing out better treats again, like wands and pets and pumpkin bags and things like that. Adventurers came and helped kill the Headless Horseman, both in towns and at his burial place in the monastery. The innkeepers still handed out things like toothpicks and flimsy paper masks to save money, but they did keep their promise about other better treats, even though they were kind of hard to get. Since he's undead, the horseman keeps coming back, but they're working on ways to make sure he's gone for good. Oh, and they don't bury people with their horses anymore, just in case. Thanks for your question! If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, follow Ask Buxley. You can listen to the archives at AskBuxley.com.
Glad Buxley could help!